When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
In today's show, I'm going to be sharing a conservative Bitcoin supply shock metric, which now says Bitcoin should cost at least $55,000 as on-chain analyst Willy Woo shares right here. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, including Bitcoin becoming legal tender in El Salvador. That's right. And at the same time, El Salvador's Bitcoin bill will become law at 3 p.m. on September 7th. A huge Brazilian Reddit community with more than 3 million members will buy $30 in Bitcoin each, remembering that September 7th is Brazil's independence day, and this will be the entire planet buying $30 of Bitcoin tomorrow, and I invite you to join us. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing this one fundamental factor which separates Bitcoin from all other crypto assets, according to macro strategist Lynn Alden. She was recently interviewed on the What Bitcoin Did podcast, and she highlighted Bitcoin's network effects by illustrating how copying Wikipedia will not result in replicating the traffic generated by the original site. Quoting her here, I could copy Wikipedia, I could post Wikipedia on my website, and the question is, would I get anywhere near the traffic that Wikipedia gets? Of course, the answer is no. I can copy all the text that's there, but I can't copy the network effect. Specifically, I cannot copy the millions and millions of links around the internet pointing to the real Wikipedia, and I can't copy the active user base that constantly updates Wikipedia. Bitcoin has that network effect. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst predicts a massive Bitcoin surge and says Bitcoin is trapping sellers. That's right. We're talking about Pentoshi. He shares his bull cycle target for Bitcoin and believes that Bitcoin could rally to as high as $180,000, marking a 250% upside potential from its current value of around $51,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market as well as the price actions of the top cryptocurrencies. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? I hope you're enjoying this crypto pump. Bitcoin touched around 52,000 this morning, and we're pumping and looking bullish as a mofo. And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's break it down. Bitcoin should cost at least $55,000 per BTC, according to one metric measuring its so-called supply shock. That's right, in a new tweet on Sunday, on-chain analyst Willy Woo highlighted what he added is a conservative price estimate for the king of all crypto, as he shares here in this tweet. Supply shock valuation model uses a look back to algorithm to determine what the market priced Bitcoin at prior to demand and supply situations. Currently puts Bitcoin above $55,000. It's conservative as one of the supply shock metrics. Exchange supply shock is now above all-time high, so no look back. is possible. And as you can see here in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin supply shock valuation. And while Bitcoin has still not established 50,000 as a firm support, on-chain metrics have been much more firmly bullish for some time. Now the so-called supply shock valuation model has joined them, giving a conservative price estimate of 55,000. Supply shock is simply the unavailable Bitcoin supply divided by the available Bitcoin supply. This goes deeper than at first glance, as Wu uses it to effectively wave a magic wand, engage the intent of investors before the bids and offers are even placed. In this view of demand and supply, an investor who has no intention to sell is on the demand side, while an investor who is willing to sell is on the supply side, he explained in a blog post last month. Now, the valuation model additionally uses an algorithm to compare similar supply and demand situations to now, thus producing a fair price estimate. And as you can see right here in this chart, it captures when the Bitcoin price moved with and without any shifts in investor intent. Now, let's discuss further that $50,000 first hurdle for the Bitcoin bulls. Bitcoin supply shock is an often used phrase in the current market, thanks to 2021 being the year after the block subsidy halving event. Now, with miners now unlocking just 6.25 BTC per block, so far Bitcoin has behaved broadly similarly to previous post-halving years, such as 2013 and 2017, and the conservative $55,000 minimum target nonetheless remains above another set of monthly close minimums from analyst Plan B, who guesses that September will have a minimum monthly close of 43,000, and just FYI, that's worst case scenario. Obviously, it could be tremendously greater than that. Now, thereafter, however, upside remains in earnest, with Bitcoin closing out 2021 on at least $135,000. That's right. If Bitcoin doesn't close at a minimal of six figures in December, according to Plan B himself, that would invalidate the stock to flow model. And the best case scenario is a $450,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year, according to Plan B. And before I break down our next story of the day and I share the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, including Bitcoin becoming legal tender in El Salvador officially tomorrow, as well as I share this one fundamental factor which separates Bitcoin from all other crypto assets, according to macro strategist Lynn Alden, as well as top crypto analyst Pen Toshi, predicts massive Bitcoin surge and says BTC is trapping sellers. But first, let's take a quick look at the price actions of some of the top cryptos. We have Bitcoin currently trading at 51,400, up almost 8% for the week, and with a $969 billion market cap, $1 trillion milestone right around the corner. We have Ether trading at 3,900, up 23% for the week, with a $460 billion market cap. ADA Cardano still up 2.5% for the week, trading at $2.85 with a $91 billion market cap. And Binance Coin up 6% for the week, trading just under $500 with an $84 billion market cap. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. I'm going to share with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, starting with number one: have $51,000 sellers been beaten? Well, it's been variously referred to as a crucial and final hurdle by analysts. Now, Bitcoin has surpassed 51,000. That's right, making its way back towards 52. The move was a long time coming. Multiple attempts to crack 50,000, a psychological barrier in itself, all ultimately failed to flip it to support. The volume of sellers above the range proved simply too much for the bulls, who previously suffered a lack of momentum to sustain those higher levels. And the night from Sunday to Monday changed this paradigm. However, and Bitcoin finally passed 51,000 for the first time since mid-May, the question now is, can it hold? What are your thoughts? Let me know in the live chat. For some, the answer is quite obvious, especially from our Bitcoin bulls. And as on-chain analyst William Clemente shared here, targeting $54,000 Bitcoin, he wrote this yesterday and then put, wow, we really pumped 1 minute after I tweeted this, LOL. And Mikhail Van de Pop wrote, Bitcoin above $51,000 is great. You can say that again. And in the event, Bitcoin hit highs of just under $52,000 before cooling and consolidating near that peak. And as shown right here, it shows you the Bitcoin buy and sell levels on Binance as of yesterday, September 5th. Now, this places the pair at the very top of the resistance wall, with only 52,000 remaining as a meaningful hurdle before much easier conditions for the bulls return. Now, the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is El Salvador adopts Bitcoin. It will become legal tender of a sovereign state for the first time in history. That's right. Tomorrow, El Salvador will officially begin using Bitcoin as its national currency alongside the United States dollar. Now, despite heavy warnings and even demands to abort the move from the likes of the International Monetary Fund and others, the country's president, Nayib Bukele, has held firm. Now, Bitcoin and its adoption will begin a major new experiment as El Salvador takes a massive technological jump into the financial future before any other country. There are bound to be mishaps. Alex Gladstein, the chief strategy officer at the Human Rights Foundation, said in a series of tweets about the topic. Glassstein cited political moves by Bukele's government, among other problems, which make Bitcoin adoption an interesting chapter in the country's history. And on a personal basis, however, the benefits for any Salvadorian remains obvious. For Salvadorans who are open-minded and willing to put in work to understand Bitcoin, it could yield enormous fruits. He added, meanwhile, a movement currently gathering steam on social media involves Brazil, where the Bitcoin community plans to each buy $30 of BTC in support of the law. That's right, and El Salvador's government passed a motion to create a $150 million Bitcoin fund last week. Every adult citizen of El Salvador will receive $30 in free Bitcoin delivered to their Shivo app, which is the government-provided Bitcoin wallet. And this will be the entire planet buying $30 worth of Bitcoin on Tuesday. And of course, you can purchase a lot more than that. If you want to 10x it and purchase $300 in Bitcoin, please be my guest. Or better yet, 100x that and buy $3,000 in Bitcoin. Let's go. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, Bitcoin on track to seal its fourth straight difficulty gain. That's right. Bitcoin price action continues to be supported by the fundamentals that refuse to give up on the pace of the gains. In just under 2 days' time, the next automated readjustment will add an estimated 2.5% to Bitcoin's difficulty, making a fourth consecutive increase. Let's freaking go. And as Cointelegraph reported last week, this will be the first such occurrence since February, the period in which Bitcoin cracked $50,000 for the first time ever, an essential indicator of miner activity and arguably Bitcoin's most important feature. Difficulty adjustments show no sign of a let-up and an astonishing return to form, which is set following the Chinese miner rout in May. Right here, you can see the current Bitcoin difficulty chart. And alongside the hash rate also continues to rebound, passing 130 exahashes per second this weekend, and now just 37 exahashes per second below its all-time highs. And as we all know, the Bitcoin price follows the hash rate. Now, the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is stock the flow points to $100,000 by Christmas. That's right. A new month calls for a new update of one of Bitcoin's most accurate price prediction models, and that's the stock the flow. Despite Bitcoin remaining well below the model's technical day-by-day target, its creator Plan B exactly called August's monthly close of 47,000, with September due for a minimal close of 43,000. The analysts confirmed that $100,000 average price later this year was still easily feasible. And checking out his most recent tweets from the stock the flow model, he shared this yesterday. Bitcoin currently at 50,400. Baseline stock the flow forecast of 100,000 by Christmas still stands, or more precise, 100,000 average for this halving period between 2020 and 2024. On-chain non-stock the flow indicators show no sign of a top yet, no red dots. This is in line with the stock the flow forecast. And someone responded right here, 100,000 average Bitcoin price from 2020 to 2024 means the price must stay above $150,000 for the same amount of time, and in proportionately, that will have been below $50,000. That's very bullish. And Plan B responded, correct. I think we can go much higher than that 100,000. He also shared this morning, new all-time high for Bitcoin, 200-week moving average and realized cap, which is a truer interpretation of the market cap, average transaction price of all the 18.8 million BTC, as you can see right here on your screen. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is extreme greed is back. That's right. Checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're currently rated a 79 out of 100 in extreme greed. And with a score this high, this is just 16 points away from its historical top zone, an area that has sparked corrective moves in the past. And in order to avoid hitting it too soon, Bitcoin price gains need to be slow and steady, and an impulse move could therefore still prove to be unsustainable. The index nonetheless saw 79 in August as well, and has remained between 70 and 80 for the past 4 weeks. So there you have it. And before I break down our next story of the day, and I share this one fundamental factor which separates Bitcoin from all other crypto assets, according to macro strategist Lynn Alden, as well as top crypto analyst Pen Toshi, predicts massive Bitcoin surge of $180,000 and says BTC is trapping sellers. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting above $2.3 trillion with $127 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.5%, with the Ether dominance at 19.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Quant leading the pack, up a whopping 39% for the day and 81% for the week, trading at $336. OMG Network up 24% for the day and 45% for the week, trading at $9.31. And Filecoin up about 9% for the day and 52% for the week, trading at $110. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro investment strategy strategist Lynn Alden says that one fundamental factor sets Bitcoin apart from all other digital assets. Alden tells Peter McCormick on the What Bitcoin Did podcast that Bitcoin is one of a kind due to its network effect, or the phenomenon where the number of users directly contributes to the value of the network. Alden highlights Bitcoin's network effects by illustrating how copying Wikipedia will not result in replicating the traffic generated by the original site. Bitcoin has that network effect. The analyst also gives insights on how the Lightning Network, a layer 2 payment product built on top of BTC, will further enhance Bitcoin's already bolstered network effects. Quoting her again here, the years of liquidity and nodes that make that network very usable take a long time to develop. It's harder to do than another DeFi project or a blockchain, and so Bitcoin now has multiple layers of network effects built on top of it. The security is higher, the development is more secure, and there's features being built on top of it. Overall, that's what separates Bitcoin from other tokens, and it's mainly why we view that one as money and everything else as best equity, or at worst, a scam compared to Bitcoin itself. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview, check the show notes below the video. In the description, it's entitled Bitcoin Risk Assessment. And before I break down our final story of the day, top crypto analyst Pen Toshi predicts massive Bitcoin surge of $180,000 and says BTC is trapping sellers. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to help me get to 50,000 subs. You can also find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A widely followed crypto analyst and trader is predicting a wild Bitcoin rally as the leading crypto breaks above the key price level of 51,000. The pseudonymous trader known as Pen Toshi tells his 252,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin's recovery of a crucial level is a sign that the Bitcoin price of the leading crypto will go higher, quoting him right here, closing above or below $50,000. Doesn't matter. Just seeing people argue over it. The algorithms likely flip long once it closes above that point of breakdown, which we got. 50,000 is your own psychological normie number, in my opinion. $49,873 is more important than 50,000. And on what exchange? Details matter. And he shares this chart, as you can see right here on your screen. Pentoshi's key level of $49,873 is derived from the point of breakdown that happened during the height of the May 2021 crash. With BTC hovering above $49,873, Pentoshi says the king crypto is now primed to print a massive green daily candle, as he shares here. $49,893, as posted yesterday, was the point of breakdown in May. Right now, acting as support, Bitcoin, in my opinion, trapping sellers and about to put a green candle where the sun doesn't shine for the bears. $5,000 candle in a day seems like something that's being built. And he goes on to share, as for this bull cycle target for Bitcoin, Pentoshi believes that BTC could rally to as high as $180,000 per Bitcoin, marking a 250% upside potential from its current value of around $51,000. Vertical accumulation in it, colorized 2012 through 2021, as you can see right here in this chart. What are your thoughts surrounding $180,000 high for this Bitcoin bull cycle? Personally, I feel this is a little conservative. I'm still shooting for $220,000 before the end of this year, as Max Kaiser predicts, but let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Conservative Bitcoin supply shock metric now says Bitcoin should cost at least $55,000, as on-chain analyst Willy Wu points out. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin becoming legal tender in El Salvador, and I also shared the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. We also discussed this one fundamental factor which separates Bitcoin from all other crypto assets, and that's the network effect, according to macro strategist Lynn Alden. And we also discussed top crypto strategists predicting a $180,000 massive Bitcoin surge and said that Bitcoin is trapping sellers. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Thanks for the super chat contributions from yesterday's episode. Shout out to BitBud, who wrote, "Let's get this crypto," and Manza, who wrote, "Let's freaking go, crypto fam." As always, I appreciate your continued support. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Pokemon wrote, "Hi, JV, enjoyed your vlog full of information and your intelligent insights. I think from here we are going to go up or go sideways, but we are on the road to over $200,000 by year end. So I will follow the king of crypto, Max Keiser, and his good lady, Stacy. Been with him since 2017, and he has helped me 5X my portfolio. Take care. God bless you and yours. Much respect and shout out to Max and Stacy of the Orange Pill Pod and Keiser Report. This next comment comes from Subhan Tyreek, who wrote, I listen to your podcast every day via Google Podcasts. On the weekends, I follow along on YouTube as well. Keep up the tremendous work. I'm considering moving to Puerto Rico. We should grab dinner sometime on me. Much love and respect, Subhan Tyreek. I appreciate you for tuning in. And the third and final comment comes from Juan Romero, who wrote, I've been watching your videos for over a year now. I appreciate your hard work and constantly bringing facts, not FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, to us every single day. I'm sure everyone here feels the same way. And if you don't, that's okay too. Keep it up, JV. And I responded, much love and respect, fam. Now I want to show you a scammer response from someone pretending to be me so you know what to avoid. This is not me just because he has my photo. He put, thanks for the comment. Don't forget to hit the subscription button. And then he gives you a scammer WhatsApp number so he can scam you. Never ever send anyone your cryptocurrency, especially me, because I will never reach out to anyone and ask you to send me crypto. That is a scammer / spammer troll 100% of the time. So what I got to do is hide the user from the channel. And yes, the channel gets filled with spammers. It just is what it is. So please be cautious. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?